Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 354, mitzvah Shin Nun Dalet, the third of the four mitzvahs related to the topic of Arachin. Today we talk about the Arachin of houses, as we continue in the 12 mitzvahs of Parshas Bechukosai, which, as we said, a third of them have to do with Arachin, and we only have a couple of mitzvahs left to the entire Sefer Vayikra. So we spoke already about the Arachin of people. If I want to give an Erech, if I want to give the value of a person to the Beis HaMikdash, and I say I want to give Reuven's value, so the Torah delineates exactly how much I have to give based on gender, based on age. That was people. Yesterday we discussed the issue of animals. If I want to give a non-kosher animal's value, if I want to give a value of a table, if I want to give any other value, specifically the Torah spoke about animals, but that was yesterday's discussion of Ha'amada V'Ha'aracha. That would be a formal requirement of standing the animal up in front of a Beis Din. Today we speak about houses, says the Torah in Shin, says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Nun Dalet, Mitzvahs Ma'arich Batim, Sheyitin Be'erech, Sheya'arichim HaKoin V'Tosefes Chomesh. What is the Pasuk? The Pasuk tells us in the end of Bechukosai, after talking about behema, v'im kol behema tmeh shelo yakuv v'imena karbon l'Hashem, that was yesterday's discussion, v'erech haso HaKoin, Ve'ish kiyaktish es beiso kodesh l'Hashem. The person is maktish his house. Somebody says, I want to give my house to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with my house? It's in the middle of a community, in the middle of Chutz Laaretz. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with my house? The answer is nothing. The Beis HaMikdash does nothing with my house. But somebody comes and estimates, we'll see who the somebody is, estimates the value of the house, and that's the value that I have to give to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa. That's what the Torah says. Ki yaktish es beiso kodesh l'Hashem, v'he'ericho ha'kohen v'etova v'ein ra. The Torah, the Kohen comes, the language of the Torah is that the Kohen comes and estimates. So a Kohen ken yakum. Whatever the Torah and the Kohen says, it's worth, that's how much you have to give. And if I myself am the one that's paying for this house, if I say I want to give the value, so then I have to add on 25% to whatever price they tell me. If somebody else, if I just say my house belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, then I don't have to pay it. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. They put it on the market, and whoever buys it has to give that money to the Beis HaMikdash. So if anybody else buys it, so they have to give the value. But the halacha is, if the owner himself does it, then he has to be mosif a chomesh. That's what the Torah tells us. V'mahamakdash yigalos beiso, v'yasaf chamishas kesef erkecha alav, a fifth, which in halachic terms always means 25%. After it's added on, it turns into a fifth. But really, it's what we call a quarter, the hayalot. That's the halacha of chomesh. But the next mitzvah we'll talk about, shinun hei, the final mitzvah related to arachin, is about fields where there is a specific price set by the Torah. So the first and fourth have a specific price set by the Torah. The two middle ones, the animals and houses, do not. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, ladun be'erchei batim. So this is a mitzvah upon the people who are involved, both the giving and the estimating, in the erech of batim, klomar. Somebody's backdish their house. For us, if those some beyond hectish, they want to buy it back. Not buy it back. I want to give my house. But maybe I thought I could give my house. Bezit has no use for my house. So Bezit says, we'll sell it. So I realize, okay, I want to be poed and I want to redeem it. So the halacha is, who, o ishto, o yarshav, if he or his wife or his sons, his inheritors, they want to be, get it back. Shema aricho so a kohen, v'nosin lo kafiya erach shiyomar, hu v'od chomesh. Got to give the price plus an extra 25%. Kamosha Kasuv, as the Psukim say here, Vish Kiyaktish is based on Kodesh. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what are some of the messages behind the Mitzvah? Says the Chinuch, I already wrote. I already wrote in the Mitzvah related to Tzmura, as we spoke about a couple of days ago. Kiyakel Ratzala Tova Seinu, Lateis Moras HaKodesh B'Lev B'nei Adam. The Torah wants us to have fear and trepidation relating to anything regarding the Beis HaMikdash. That's why there are many mitzvahs relating to instilling fear in us relating to Mara Mikdash. For example, nobody tell me he's allowed to go on there. Bizman Azeh, even though, you know, even if we would be able to walk there, you can't go on there. We're all Tamei Mace. We can't go on there. All Moreh Mikdash, we can't go on there with shoes, with money belts, whatever the case may be. So the Torah wants as many mitzvahs to instill with us this fear. So we spoke about Tzmura a couple of days ago. If I give animal A, I can't switch it to animal B, even if animal B is better. So part of that whole framework is that the Torah says, if you want to get your house back, don't cut corners. You got to give 25% more. Somebody else, okay, they didn't make the house into hektish, so they can give whatever the exact amount. But if the owner himself, so then he has to give a little more. The Torah allows you to be poed to it. You have to add on a chomesh. So that I don't are ma'ane hektish. I don't rip a hektish off. Oh yeah, that's the amount. If it's a little bit less, just to be safe. It's kind of like a siyag d'oraisa, as a fence law d'oraisa, just to be safe that you don't take from hektish more than what you gave hektish. So that more than what you're getting from hektish, that's why you have to add on a chomesh. V'alpa bisha besad mikra ein bo chomesh. Even though by fields we'll see there is no such thing as adding on a chomesh. That's not so common. If you have a field, you're going to be makdashid. A field is not as prevalent, so the Torah doesn't make laws for unusual cases. But the house is a little more common, says the Chinuch, and therefore we have that halacha. It also relates to the Rambam. Remember the Rambam we mentioned a couple of days ago relating to the Isser of Temura. The Rambam says the same thing by Chobesh also. The Torah knows that we always change our minds when we decide to do good things. And we actually do it. We always second thought, I'm not sure, was it a good thing, was it not? We always try to go back. You know, we promise in shul we're going to be no Dave something. And then during the week, did I really want to do that? We're inspired for a moment, then we go back on it. Says the Rambam, to make sure we don't do that, that's why we have the Isser of Temura, as we had a couple of days ago, to make sure that whatever you said was hektish belongs to hektish. And also, the Rambam himself said, that's why we have a chomesh added on. You were mocked or something. Don't go back on your word. Don't try to cut and say, oh, I didn't want to give that much. You know, I want us to make sure that they don't look back on their mitzvos. They don't look back on their mitzvos. That, by the way, is actually this week's parsha. One of the reasons, one of the pshatim given, that we know at the beginning of the parsha, the satan goes and tells Sarah, oh, you know what happened? You know, your son was on the Mizbeach last week, and there was a knife above him. And then she's about to, she died. Oh, yeah. He was okay afterwards. Right. What was the satan trying to do? The satan doesn't usually try to go kill people. That's not what the satan's business is. Right? Who's satan? Who malach hamavos? Who yetzara? But still, we don't usually, I think of the satan as a force that kills people. We think of a satan as a power that tries to get people to go away from Hashem. People to not to do mitzvahs, or to feel bad about the mitzvahs that they did. That's what the satan was doing here, some of the Baalei Mussar. Nothing to do with Sarah. Okay, Sarah died. But that was kind of collateral damage, the satan would say. What was the satan really trying to do? He was trying to make Avram Avinu feel bad about what he did. If I wouldn't have done the Akedah, Sarah would have lived longer, the Chulu. That was his emphasis. He was trying to undermine the mitzvah because he knows human nature. He knows as life goes on, sometimes, you know, we regret what we've done. So he was trying to create that regret in Avram Avinu's feelings. Avram Avinu didn't regret it at all. Right? We have no such sense that he regretted it at all. What did he do? She died. He dealt with it. Right? L'spola sarav liv kosa. He moved on. Find a wife for Yitzchak, etc. So that relates to today's mitzvah in terms of the chomesh being added on, relating to what the Chinuch said in terms of the fear of the mikdash being implanted within us, and also the Rambam in the last mitzvah related to so we don't change our minds. The Minchas Chinuch here at Os Aleph discusses exactly how the estimation is done. How is it done? Says the Chinuch, at the beginning of Os Aleph. Hamakdish beso, bein bati achatzir, bein bati arechoma. If you're makdish your house, and for this halacha, it doesn't matter if it's in a walled city or not. We discussed about 10 mitzvahs ago. There are differences between walled cities and non-walled cities in terms of how long you have to redeem it. But in terms of this halacha, there's no difference. Ne'arachim b'shavyam and iftem. They are estimated based on what they're worth and they are redeemed. V'hadamim lebet ha'kabayis. And the money that you pay goes to temple upkeep. V'im habaylim o ishto o yarshim podim. If you or your wife or your children redeem it, so then there are separate special halachos that you have to add on a chomesh. V'dinei chomesh kasavti b'mitzvah zakodemes. I already wrote, talked about chomesh. V'niga la'olam. It can be redeemed forever. There's no time limit for how long you have to pay the base of Mikdash. V'gam eina yovo motzim yad hektish ragnipteis lo olam gena hektish machlet bati arechoma. Okay, here's a key line for us now. V'ha'aracha tzricha lios alpi asara anashim ve'echad mehem kohen. Based on the first mission in Masechet Sanhedrin, how many people need to do this estimation? 10 people. 10 people. Right? It's the only thing. Right? Usually the way three bezdits. 3, 23, and 71. Many dini mamonis are with 3, some things are with 23, capital crime, 71, yechidi certain mitzvahs that are very special and need the bezdin of 71 sitting in Yerushalayim. But to pidyon karkaos, this estimation, you need 10 and one of them has to be a kohen. Why? It's based on psukim in the first parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. What's interesting is Tosfos in Maseches Megillah discusses 10, a bezdin of 10,
Tosu says, if you look at the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, we know that all Batei Dinim have to be an odd number. Be an odd number. As the Gemara says, Ein Bezdin Shakul. Can't have an even number. Right? We have Psukim to teach us 1 and 2, and then you add on 1, because Ein Bezdin Shakul. You know 22, and Ein Bezdin, you know 70, and then Ein Bezdin Shakul. Can't have an even number Bezdin. Learned out. Pashtus, why? Because you don't want to have a stalemate. If you need an even number, you might have been in a tie. You don't have this. You always have an even number. You always have an odd number. Ask the Tosfos of Masechet Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, so why for this halacha are you allowed to have 10? You should have to have 11. Why 10? That's Tosfos is Kasha. In Masechet Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amid Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Why is it that 10 is enough? Let me just find the Tosfos if I can't find it. Here it is. Kashali, Amaylo Boyacharasar. Anything that's decided, you know, don't you need an odd number? Tosfos does not answer the question. What's the answer to the question? So you might say the answer to the question is, some achronim say that the answer to the question is that you only need a bezdin shakul when it's two choices. Right? Chayiv or putter. So that's when you're worried. It's going to be a tie. Half the people are going to say chayiv, half the people are going to say putter. Yes, no. So two answers, that's when you're worried. So if it's that, most cases are chayiv or putter. So that's why you usually need an odd number, bezin, ein bezin, shakul. But here, it's not a question of yes or no. It's a question of how much is this worth? There's going to be a tie. And the Turei Evin, the Shagas Aryeh, in his commentary, Megillah, goes one step further. He says, here it's different. You know why? Because by the bezin of 10 for our mitzvah, it has to be unanimous. So it's not shayach to talk about that it's going to be a stalemate and you need an extra one. Because it has to be unanimous. All 10 have to agree, says the Turei Evin. The Efshali Lomar, Tahachal Agabi Pedyon Hektish. This is amazing, because the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara doesn't need a bezin of 10. The Turei Evin says, well, what do you need 10 for? Because they have to unanimously come to a decision. Big chiddush, but you have to learn that Turei Evin for our mitzvah today. Tahachal Agabi Pedyon Hektish, Ein Lo Inyan Lebezdin Shakol. Tahani Mili Deboy Ein Bezdin Shakol. When do you say it? Kalhecha Da Azlina Basaruba. If you're following the majority, if you can have a machlokes, that's when you'd have Bezdin Shakol. Lefichachim Yachloku. She Echon Machrio Litzad Echon. Aval Gabi Hektish, De Rabbi Rachmana Asara. Beidan Sheyu Kal Ha Asara. Maskim Ladas Echon. You have to have all 10 agreeing to the same idea. How much is the house worth? Even if one of them says something else, it's not good enough. So says it to Rehavah, that's the answer. So says Kasha. You know why it's 10 are here? You don't need a bezin shakel? Because you have to be unanimous. So it's not shayach to have a stalemate. Anyway, that's an important Turei Evin. The other issue brought up by the Achronim in the sugya of Tosa says, ain't bezin shakel, is when do you need, we know Ein Bezdin Shakol, so you always need an odd number. Is that pashtus, you would say, you only need that by, why do you need an odd number? The simple understanding, because you don't have a stalemate. What happens by Batei Dinim, which you're not deciding anything? Maybe Bezdin sometimes have to witness certain events. Do you need Bezdin Shakol there? The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in the 12th parak of Yevamos says, for Chalitza, right, a husband dies, do chalitza, the halacha is, you need to, that has to be witnessed in front of a bezin of 3. How do you know? Why do you need a bezin of 3? So the Gemara says, in Yevamos Adaf Kuf Aleph, mitzvah chalitza b'shlosha. How do you know 3? My taima, zekeinim shnayim, ein bezdin shakol mosifin aleinon echad. Ein bezdin shakol. The Gemara says it there. Tosva says, that's unbelievable. You're not deciding anything, you're just witnessing. Even there, you need Ein Bezdin Shakol. You can't have an even number. What do you see from there? The Achronim point out this Tosfos, that Ein Bezdin Shakol, maybe the original motivation of creating a Bezdin of 3 was because you were worried about a stalemate. But once that's true, now halachically, the definition of a Bezdin is 3. Even in a case where you're not deciding anything. Again, the motivation of the creation of this halacha is because, you know, you don't have a stalemate. But now, halacha applies this principle even to batei dinim, which aren't deciding anything. Like chalitza. Like, what else is given? The Gemara talks about hafaras nedarim. Right? Hafaras nedarim. We have on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We want to get our nedarim matir. But in the days of old, you went to a chacham, 3 great rabbis, and you get your nedarim meferd. So again, there, they're not deciding anything. They're just going, mufer lacha. Okay, it's gone. So again, the Gemara talks about Bezdin Shakol there. So it could be Bezdin Shakol, though it started out as a breaking stalemates, but there are other halachos that have nothing to do with decisions. where you apply Beis Din Shachal. Even the Beis Din of 71. There are many things the Beis Din of 71, many things that they do that doesn't have to do with decisions. They just have to witness something by the Beis Din of 71. Okay, either way, that's an important ha'ara. Again, the Minchas Chinuch says that our mitzvah is performed by a Beis Din of 10. You need 10, and one of them has to be a Kohen based on Psukim. But, what do you mean 10? Is it Beis Din Shachal? So we had the Tosfos and Megillah, we had the Turei Evan, and we had the discussion of the Achronim. Okay, we continue. Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch, some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha Amru Zecharno Lavracha, Sha'amakdish Beiso V'chein Behema Tameo Metaltalin, Shekol Eilu Ne'arachim Bishav Yeyen, as we discussed yesterday, if you're makdish anything besides a person or a field, that's today and yesterday's mitzvah. Anything besides a person or a field, so then they are evaluated based on the going market price, and you have to give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash. Ukshebar HaKohanim LaRocho Son, Kofen HaBailo B'Vtoch Risha V'Lomar, B'Kein V'Kein Ani Notel Atzmi. So he offers how much he's going to give, and they evaluate it. What about Bizman HaZeh? Is this one of those mitzvahs that apply Bizman HaZeh? You always have to ask. Is this a Beis HaMikdash mitzvah? So Me'ikar HaDin, it should apply Bizman HaZeh. If somebody would be makdash in their house today and get it evaluated, you have to give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't want it to be Shayach Bizman HaZeh as yesterday, because this is not something that we want. We don't want hektish items lying around, because it could only lead to trouble. It could only lead to averus. Aval Bizman HaZeh, Omer Zecharnam Lavracha, Shein Makdishin, V'nira Vaday, Shem Avar, V'hiktash Es Peso, Bizman HaZeh, if somebody gave it today, L'Bedek HaBayis, Shem Arichat Oso B'Shavyo, so you evaluate it. You have to give that amount, you have to set aside that amount and throw it into the sea. So we do Paskin, he says, Kitakata de Shmuel, Shmuel says in the Gemara, and is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that Bizman HaZeh, because the money's not going to the Beis HaMikdash, or Shmuel says it by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is knowing Bizman HaZeh. If somebody has fruit in their backyard, and it's one of the years of Meiser Sheni, they have to be potit. We're not potit b'shavyo Bizman HaZeh. We didn't get to any of the Meiser Sheni mitzvahs yet. That's all B'nai Sherman say for Bamidbar. But if somebody's potit today, we say you can be potit a lot on a little coin. Because you're not doing anything with it anyway. You're not taking it to Yerushalayim, you're not giving it to the Kohen, you're not giving it to the Levi, you're not giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we just are potit it on a coin and throw that into the Yam HaMelech. Right? But that is the halacha that Ikra did. It should apply today, but hopefully it won't. Continuing, let's give a paragraph. Let's get to a very important halacha. Umimash Amar HaKasuv. The Chinuch says something that is connected to our halacha, but it's really a major Shas topic that is learned out from our pasuk. What does our pasuk say? The Chinuch says in the next paragraph, turning over, Umimash Amar HaKasuv. Ki Yakdish Es Beiso V'lo Amar Bayis. The Torah says, Ki Yakdish Es Beiso. When a person is Makdish, his house. It doesn't say a house. It says his house. You know what you learn from there? You can only makdish something that's yours and that is in your possession. Dikdiku zechronim lavracha, the Gemara says in the seventh parak of Baba Kama, ma beso b'rshuso av kol davar, shadam rotza lahakdish surach shei b'rshuso. Let's say I'm a big tzaddik, and I want to make everything Beis HaMikdash. I go into your house, I look at all your wardrobe, and I say, this whole thing is makdish. You know what the halacha is? Zero. Ein agda makdish davar sheino shalo. I can't be makdish. Let's say you have a gorgeous sports car. Gorgeous car. Gorgeous, fancy, anything. It's worth a lot of money. Oh, I'm makdish that to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do that. Based on our pasuk. Just like your house is yours, it says beiso. Just like your house is yours, so too. Anything that's yours, you could give. Avalameido b'rshuso. Similarly, not only does it have to be yours, says the Chinuch, based on the Gemara, it has to be in your rishus. Meaning, that's the basis for the following halacha. The Gemara says there, Gazal, Flotus Yashua Bailam. Let's say Reuven steals something from Shimon. Neither of them, Rabbi Yochanan said, can give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Reuven can't because it's not his. He stole it. Shimon can't because it's not in his possession right now. Zelafi Shein was Shelo. Zelafi Shein Abishuso. That's the very important halacha, much discussed of Rabbi Yochanan. In order to be makdish something, you have to have two things. You have to have legal ownership, Shelo, and you also have to have physical control. Physical control, Bershuso. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Really, what I just said is not 100% true according to everyone. What did I just say? I just spoke about what does Bershuso mean? Two things you need for Hektish, for this halacha. For sure, it has to be yours. What does Bershuso mean? That it has to be in your Rishus as well. There's a fascinating machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban in Baba Kama, on Daf Yud Chesom and Aleph and the Daf Yarif. What happens? The Gemara says, if somebody steals something from me, I can't be makdish it, and he can't be makdish it. What happens if the ganav comes over to me and says, you know what, I have it in my house, I stole it, I really feel bad, I want to give it back. I'm going to give it back tomorrow, okay? Could I be makdashit then? Once the ganav says, I'm ready to give it back to you, but he didn't give it back to me yet. Could I be makdashit at that point? What is called eino bershuso? Does that mean lack of physical presence in my rishus? That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, if it's not physically in your possession, it doesn't matter if the ganav says, yeah, I'm going to give it back tomorrow. Not good enough. The Ramban says in the Mochamas there at the end in Baba Kama, you can't be makdashit. The Baal Amar says, no. If he says he's going to give it back to you, then you can be makdashit. That is what the Baal Amar says. Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. In the Daf Yarif, he says, Do'or minan eina bershusa, bedover she'eina misarif, halo litznalo. Right, if he's ready to give it to you, that's it. What do you see from the Baal Amar? Bershuso is not defined as physical control. It's defined as control of the destiny of this item. If it's stolen and I have no idea where it is, I don't control the destiny of the item. That's the problem. But if the ganav says to me, he admits to me, it's yours, I'm giving it back, I now control the destiny of the item, even though I don't have it physically in my rishus. Even if you would deny it now, I have proof, I bring it to court. So I control the destiny. So that's a beautiful machlokas between the Baal Amar and the Ramban. How do you define this idea of you're only able to be makdashit if it's shalcha and bershuscha? Does bershuscha mean physical possession, or does that mean control of the destiny of the item? Either way, that is the halakha, that you're only allowed to be makdash if it's shelo and bershuso. Vayter, finishing up the mitzvah. V'noheges bizman shayovel noeg. The mitzvah applies, as he said, really lechanchila, when the yovel is noeg. The Minchas Chinuch says this is not exactly meduyuk. It should be when we have a beis hamikdash. Even without yovel, these halakhas apply. Shein dir n'arche batem noeg lo klomer lehakdash bayis lechanchila. Meaning, lechanchila, you shouldn't want these halakhas to apply today. But if you did it, then it applies. And if you get it evaluated, and you don't give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash, so then you would be mevatel this mitzvah. Oh, so this was the third mitzvah related to Arachin, mitzvah 354, Shinun Dalet. But Hashem, next time we pick up with the last mitzvah of Arachin as we continue the march, the last couple of mitzvahs in Sefer Vayikra, which we've been on for a couple of years, Parshas B'chukosai. Okay, we'll stop here.